You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
That program, I got Jesus in my life, but you know what? I've gone to 12-step groups. I've got lots of friends there, and it's such a great foundational, because it's really a great discipleship program. When you think of step one, my life was unmanageable, came to believe a power greater than me could restore me to sanity, turn my life over to the care and control. So I thought, listen, it's all good. Whether you do the one-step program or you do that 12-step accountability.
I thought it said my wife was unmanageable.
They can be, you know. No,
but you know, that happened to me. I never alcoholism runs in my family lineage, but I thought it had passed me over. And then at the age of 50, my mother dies. The gal I was with after 17 years runs off, and I'm left totally alone. And so I got into Glenn Levitt Scotch. But I couldn't stop. All of a sudden, it was every night. Yeah. Then it was in the middle of the night. Then it was in the morning. So hair of the dog that bit you. All of a sudden, one night, I remember what they call it, a moment of clarity.
Yeah.
I just was in my kitchen, and I said, Lord, I can't do this on my own.
That's right.
Big ego man here.
Yeah.
Finally going, duh,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
Okay, hey, by the way, I can't make it on my own. So within days, I ended up in a 12-step program. And I like it. For me, it's right.
Oh, it's so great. Here's
I'm learning so many things.
I went to a joy.
13 years ago.
Praise God. I went to a joy and recovery workshop that Dunklin did.
Love Dunklin.
And there was a
Mickey.
Dr. Gene LaCour, who... Gene set up a
LaCour.
She's French.
It could be LaCour.
But anyways, Gene had this guy come in from North Carolina, and he did this thing on the brain and recovery.
Yeah.
And he said, listen, you got a joy tank and you've got a pain tank. And if your joy tank is higher than your pain tank, whenever a crisis comes, you can reel yourself in. You can make whatever adjustments you do. But if your pain tank is higher than your joy tank, the distance from your pain tank to your joy tank is what we call trauma.
Mm.
And you can never reel yourself in. All you can do is hang in there and maintain. And that's why people get high. That's why they get involved in compulsive behaviors, addictions.
Okay, so how do you fill that joy tank?
Well, that's what we all said. So, okay. So if the joy tank is lower than the pain tank, how do we do it? And so she said, so somebody comes up and says, Rhett, I know you got issues. But guess what? I'm not mad at you because you got issues. We love you, and we're not going anywhere, brother. We're with you every step of the way. And she says, when you find people that want to be with you with all your mess, and they're not angry with you, and they're not going to abandon you until you get your stuff together, just that joy tank starts rising above that pain tank. And when that happens, and I said, well, that's what 12-step is. That's what recovery – that's what church can be, you know, a great men's group.
I have to say this, though, on behalf of the 12-step program, yes, I still go to church, but I think it's everything churches should be, and I'll tell you why. It's because God loves a broken and contrite heart.
You bet.
You know, a broken and contrite heart, he will not resist. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering candle he will not snuff out.
That's right.
And somebody might be listening, well, what does that mean? Well, that means that, let's say I'm an egotistical jerk, or I've done this sin and that song, blah, 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 and all of a sudden then I fall, oh God, look what I did. He could go, oh yeah, don't talk to me now, look what you did instead, you know.
He reaches out.
And says, okay, and accepts you. And so a broken and contrite heart, the Lord will not despise. And so that's what's amazing, that to have that. And I see that in the rooms of these 12-step programs. I go to one down in Port St. Lucie. I should bring you some time. I maybe have. It's called the Motorcycle Group.
Okay.
I tell you, these are a bunch of young guys. You know, like this, you know.
Yeah.
And I was nasty, and I hated people, and I beat up people, and I drank, and I smoked, and I did these drugs. And they get to the bottom.
Yeah.
They fall, and they come back up. And one word, I remember one night, it was like, they all mentioned the word broken.
Yeah.
Brokenness.
Yep.
Brokenness.
Well, Sidney Girard was a professor at University of Florida. He wrote a book called The Transparent Self. And he said, openness and honesty create health. And oftentimes, like you said, in a lot of churches, people, there's no venue for people to be open and honest. I mean, it does say confess your faults one to another and pray. And so sometimes that could happen in a men's group. It could happen in some kind of accountability or whatever groups they set up. But then Carl Jung, a student of Sigmund Freud, said everyone needs someone to share your shadow with. And I remember I remember years ago I was listening to a radio show where Monirth Meyer, they had a psych clinic, and you could call in. And it was basically kind of like a – they were two psychiatrists that wrote that book, Happiness is a Choice. Great book on depression. And so this guy called in, and he said, buddy, he said, I'm married to this drop-dead gorgeous movie star. And we've been married – she's been married before, but I love her, and there ain't nothing I'm going to do for her. But, doc, she's leaving me. What did I do wrong? He said – let me ask you a question, buddy. He said, knowing your wife, did she ever have any trauma as a child? You know, you said she's drop-dead gorgeous, a movie star. Did she ever share with you, did anybody ever do anything wrong with her sexually when she was a child? He says, you know what, buddy? I'm not mentioning who she is, and I'm not saying who I am, but yeah, that happened, buddy. He said, well, here's why she's packing up and leaving. Because he said, every time she gets to a certain point in a relationship, she can't go any farther unless she's honest. And she's got to tell her story of what happened. That's what happens in those 12-step groups. People tell their story. Yeah. And there's something very powerful about telling your story.
That's why Bill Wilson and that doctor got together, two alcoholics. There was no AA.
Yeah.
And one said, hey, why don't we meet and talk? And then they kept each other sober. And out of that, millions of lives have been saved.
Well, he told her, he said, now listen,
yeah,
call me when the show's done. I'll stay on the line.
Yeah.
And he said, well, Doc, how long has you got to tell that story? He says, you'd be surprised. Once you tell it once, you may not have to tell it too many times after that. But you've got to at least tell it one time so people know. And you know what happened? My wife had been molested as a child, you know, by an uncle and a cousin. And we were in a church. I was Ron McCaskill had New Life Christian Center in the late 90s, and another pastor's wife, she had been severely abused sexually by her grandparent, her grandfather, and an uncle. I mean, it was almost like Joyce Meyer's, you know, sexually being abused. So Deborah talked to Mary Ann and said, Mary Ann, I found this book, and it's helping people that have been victims of early childhood sexual abuse or child abuse. So they got a group together with the pastor's permission of about, they said, well, I don't know if anybody's going to come to it in the church. Every single lady that was in leadership in that church, Rhett, was in that group. So they had a banquet at the end.
Yeah.
And they invited, you know, I went. I mean, it was primarily just a woman's only group. But they told the pastor's wife, we'd love to have you come.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave can come too because he's our counselor. He's the counselor here, and he's probably talked to some of these girls. And each one of them got up in a very short way, talked about what happened to them. What a dry eye in a place, including the pastor's wife. She said, I'll tell you what, I have never, ever been in an atmosphere as powerfully charged as this group. And you know what? Those girls are all fine today, Rep, because what this guy said is at some point when you tell your story and you invite God into that journey, he takes that X, because this girl was drop-dead gorgeous, and she'd been abused a lot. I just feel like I'm marked. I'm hexed. He said, well, God's going to take that X, and he's going to flip it, and it's going to become a cross. And when that happens, you're free. And that's what happened in that group. But they had to tell their story. And there's a lot of people at Rock Road. They've had a lot of – most of the girls that are addicted have all been abused, and there's been a lot of trauma. These guys are not looking just to get a get-out-of-jail-free card. But they don't know what normal is. They've grown up in families that are nothing like the family you and I grew up in. And they are so open to guys coming in and just being with them and letting them tell their story, bringing God as part of the solution to the problems they've tried to turn to the world for. Now they're turning to God, and the rest is, you know.
It's funny that
it's not magic, but things happen.
People... I was singing at a church locally, huge church, and I don't know why it flew out of my mouth, but I told them about my it was a 1 year or 1 year and a half addiction, but it was an addiction nonetheless to Glenlivet Scotch. But the whole crowd went nuts when I admitted that I'd done this, and I had, you know, 10 years at the time, whatever it was. Now I've had 13. And people generally, we fear people, but people generally are forgiven. Now, there are those that'll, you got to watch out. The great thing about the rooms of 12-step programs is that everybody in there has learned are no better than me, and I am no better than them. I'm on a new kick right now. God's teaching me about dignity. That if I'm in a room, for instance, who's the Bernie? Bernie Sanders was running for the presidency, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm right up there in Vermont with him, and we haven't met, but I'm there, you know, face to face person. We're at the end of a parade at July 4th, and some young man comes running over to him to shake his hand, and he does. But he'll reach out your hand. I'm going to show you what he did. Reach out your hand. You be the young man. I'll be Bernie Taupin.
Yeah. Ah.
He's looking all around, but not looking at the young man.
Wow.
And, you know, I've learned one thing. If I'm out at the I've been in this area now 28 years on the air. Somebody stops me and says, Mr. Palmer, I listen to your show. They they have my attention. And that's it. Eye to eye. They're the only one in the room. And, you know, it may only be 4 or 5 minutes, but I'm going to stay there. And I'm very thankful and appreciative. Well, I've learned this, and I'm not going to judge Bernie. I'm just going to say this. What I learned from that is God said, if you can't care about one, you cannot care about 1 million. When people come into you got jail birds or whatever you call them there, and they come into your office. You're the chaplain at the St. Lucie County jail. So I get a feeling that's the kind of guy you are. I think if I was an inmate and I come to see you at that moment— I count.
I try to see you, Rhett, the way God does, as loved, accepted, and forgiven. And years ago, I worked drug rehab for 10 years, and there was a guy that looked at all the successful programs in Texas that were working. It was Dr. Frank Lawler. And he was such a neat guy, and he says, you know what, guys, I want to tell you something. He said, when I look at what works in relationships to help people get better, he said, there's two things that have to happen right away. The first thing is mutual respect and the other's hope. And if you don't communicate
mutual respect
to the person that's hurting and hope, there's no engagement.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Just a Voice Radio Ministry, broadcasting here on WCNO 89.9, Saturdays, 5 a.m. and p.m. Come on and join us. Hope to see you there.
We
You
You have been so good to me.
City strong, we're surrounded by the walls of God's salvation. Open the gates to all who are righteous. Allow the faithful to enter. You will keep in perfect peace all the trust in you, and all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always. Trust in the Lord always. Trust in the Lord always. For the Lord God is the eternal rock. Our city strong, we're surrounded by the walls of God's salvation. Open the gates to all who are righteous. Allow the faithful to enter. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, and all whose hopes are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always. Trust in the Lord. In the Lord always. For the Lord God is the eternal rock. Trust in the Lord always. Trust in the Lord. In the Lord will live, their bodies will rise again. Those who sleep in the earth will rise up and sing, sing for joy, for your life-giving light will fall like dew on your people. Place of the day. Those who die in the Lord will live, their bodies will rise again. Those who sleep in the earth will rise up and sing, sing for joy, for your life giving light will fall like dew on your people in the place of the dead. Trust in the Lord always. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord always. 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 Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord always.
times I fail, still your mercy remains. And should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond.
I will dwell in my shepherd, I shall not want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Every day he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I might walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't be afraid, for you're with me, Lord. Your rod, your staff, they bring comfort to me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You even anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows with your blessing. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I'm gonna dwell.
Mindy Molina, Investment Advisor Rep, Licensed Insurance Agent, and Fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Look no further. Visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find literally thousands of items to choose from. There are over 1,200 Bibles available in many different versions, communion and sanctuary supplies, pastoral helps such as commentaries, interpretations and historical summaries, Bible study programs, educational resources to homeschool your children are also available. Study Jewish history while deepening your walk with our Lord. Select from the many books of encouragement. The bookstore also carries clothing for children and adults and games and crafts for your family. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through the WCNO bookstore helps to support our ministry here at the radio station. Won't you join us in this very important ministry? Visit our bookstore at WCNO.com today.
A simple offering is all that we bring. We give our lives, claim you as King. We are your servants and before you we bow. With every breath we make this vow. We will live to worship here.
words, oh Lord, the cry of our heart is, let our lives speak of how great you are. We will live to worship, give you praise with all our hearts, all our days. Father, we want to do what you created us to. We will live to worship you. You are holy, you are worthy, you alone are deserving. You are holy, you are worthy, you alone are deserving. We will live to worship, give you praise with all our hearts, for all our days. Father, we want to do what you created us to.
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I see.
works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. O mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Lord of hosts, you lead us, with us in the fire, with us eyes of shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go with the Lord of hosts? Oh, God of Jacob, fierce and great, you lift your voice to speak. The earth, it bows, and all the mountains move into the sea.
Oh, not with silver, not with gold, but by the blood of the Lamb. Christ became the sacrifice to purchase the souls of man. Jesus, gracious Redeemer, bearing the cost that our sin would demand, the price of our redemption was paid with the nails in his hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Not with gold, but by the blood of the Lamb. Christ became the living word to speak to the heart of man. Jesus, Son of the Father, willing to suffer as the Son of Man, the price of our redemption was paid with the nails in his hands. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It was paid with the nails in his hands. Hallelujah.
This is Pastor Chaco Varghese inviting you to listen to Word of Eternal Life every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to learn more about God's plan of eternal life through Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Faith is that confidence for what you do not yet see, and the assurance of it, that it is going to happen. In fact, Jesus said that you can speak to a mountain and it has to move. Mountain of doubt, mountain of fear, some obstacle that you don't know how to get around. He says, speak to it and tell it to leave.
They say faith can move a mountain, but it looks so tall. And your heart is full of doubt because you feel so small. Keep staring at the peak of what's been in your way, paralyzed by every problem that you hope will change. Keep looking higher, higher, higher.
keep looking higher, higher, higher. Over the mountain. Away. His eternal love against the worries of today. Keep looking higher, higher, higher. Keep looking higher, higher, higher.
Stronger, stronger.